A convoy of brightly decorated cars will roll through San Francisco this weekend. It's one of several art car events that take place across the country every year. They began as a small procession of mobile sculptures by hippie artists, and they've grown into an almost cult-like phenomenon. It all began nearly three decades ago in Houston. That's where we met a group of young cartists preparing for their first parade. Amy Bishop from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
Rebecca Bass doesn't give herself enough credit.
Really, all I do is just clean up.
She does a lot more than that. At the moment, she's darting back and forth under a white awning that's been set up in the back of John H. Reagan High School in a Houston neighborhood called The Heights. It's an overcast, misty afternoon, and she's showing a small group of teenage students how to build an art car. And this car is meant to rock.
Because the name of the car is Electric Ladyland.
Yes, this art car is named for the 1968 Jimi Hendrix album. And even though it's been almost 50 years since that recording was released, most of these kids really dig the music. In fact, it's one of the things that attracted Junior Mark Flores.
So when I heard that it was going to be about Jimi Hendrix, that was another reason that kept me here.
The asphalt surrounding the canopy where the students are working is covered in what looks like a thin layer of snow, but it's actually tiny flakes of styrofoam. Styrofoam is one of the main materials used to make the sculptures that'll transform a dilapidated 1981 Mercedes-Benz into a psychedelic wonderland. At the hood of the car, students Alexis Carradine and Noel Rial are using tools that look like handheld cheese graters to shape the styrofoam. Alexis has shoulder-length, dark blonde hair dyed violet on the ends. She also wears a foxtail on the back of her jeans.
So because I wear a foxtail, Ms. Wells thought it'd be funny to put me in charge of Foxy Lady. And we're also working on getting her an actual foxtail to have flying around in the wind during the parade.
Everyone in the group says one of the coolest things they've learned so far is welding. Alberto Herrera lifts his welding mask up to take a look at his work.
I'm about to weld like these little rods onto the car.
Herrera lowers the mask again and sparks fly from his welding stick. Once those rods are in place on the sides of the car, they'll hold giant styrofoam guitars. And then there's Juan Sanchez, who has a big role when Electric Ladyland cruises down a parade route. He sits in what used to be the trunk of the car, playing Jimi Hendrix songs on his electric guitar. Sanchez says his parents are totally supportive of the work he's doing with the art car project.
They actually think it's really cool that I'm like actually doing something like that's not staying at home like what I usually do. Like I'm actually getting out and doing something like creative and something that's like actually not just laying around doing nothing but playing guitar.
But teacher Rebecca Bass knows there's more than just a car that's being built under this tent. Her students are building team working skills, confidence, friendships.
A lot of students have not your regular family situation. They may not have everybody there, but here it's very accepting and supportive. And it's really the kids that aren't in sports or band or anything else, they're just kind of looking for a place to be important, and this is perfect.
Reagan High School's Electric Ladyland took the Mayor's Cup Award at this year's Art Car Parade in Houston. There's no word yet on where the Jimi Hendrix theme car will eventually call home, but some of Bass's previous cars have ended up in museums across the world, in places like Frankfurt, Kuala Lumpur, and Mexico City. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Bishop in Houston.